جميل ان احنا نبتدي الصيام، جميل قوي، لكن الاجمل ان احنا نتعلم ازاي نتمتع بالصوم. وايه معنى الصوم بالنسبه لنا؟ It's good to fast but much better to be delighted in the fasting. We need to learn how and why. First, why do we fast? Generally, لومي يطلع. Why in general we fast? And then how to fast? And also especially this great Lent, with it, which is the most important fasting in the church. عايزين نعرف احنا ليه بنصوم وازاي بنصوم بصفه عامه، وبصفه خاصه الصوم الكبير ده ليه احنا بنصومه وازاي نصوم. Number one, we have to know or be sure that when we pray or when we fast or when we give alms, these are in themselves not goals principally. يعني احنا لما بنصوم او بنصلي او بندي للمحتاجين او بنعمل اي عمل من الاعمال، ده ما هوش فرض عندنا، لا، وما هوش هدف في حد ذاته. يعني ايه مش هدف؟ يعني انا هقول الفرق بين الهدف والوسيله. الهدف ان انا انجح في الاجتماع في الامتحان واخد بكالوريوس او ماستر ديجري او بي اتش دي او واتيفر. الهدف ان انا انجح، مش كده؟ الوسيله اني ايه؟ اني اذاكر. لو الهدف اني اذاكر، مش كده؟ الهدف اني اعيش في المسيح يسوع. الهدف اني اتمتع بالمسيح يسوع اللي بيحبني لدرجه انه بذل نفسه من اجلي. ده في حد ذاته هدف. الوسيله ان انا احب اتكلم معاه، احب اتكلم معاه. فالكلام مع الله اسمه صلاه، لان الصلاه هي الصله بالله. فانا النهارده لما بصلي مش بصلي عشان ربنا هيديني مكافاه لو صليت، لا، ده انا بصلي لان انا بحب اصلي، انا محتاج اصلي، انا عاوز يبقى عندي صله بالله. دي نمره واحد في الصوم. ربنا علمني وقال لي ان هذا الجنس لا يخرج الا بالصلاه والصوم. فانا عشان جنس الشيطان ده ما يقواش عليا ويتعبني يبقى بصوم. والمسيح قدم لي نفسه موديل، اكزامبل، مثل حي، انه صام 40 يوم و40 ليله على الجبل. فانا بصوم علشان الصيام بيخلي عندي قوه اراده، ان زي ما بمنع جسدي من الاكل المادي بمنع روحي ونفسي من خطايا العالم، وانا فرحان مش حاسس ان انا خسران حاجه ولا ضايع علي حاجه من ملذات الدنيا. ده انا فرحان وحاسس ان انا لما بعيش حياه مقدسه وطاهره ونقيه انا مش خسران، ده انا كسبان. الكلام ده برضو على العطاء وعلى الخدمه وعلى كل حاجه. When we pray not out of the concept that we satisfy God. No. We pray because we need Him. We need to speak to Him. We recognize how much does He love us. That's why when we pray, we benefit from the prayers. We need the prayers. The prayers, the fasting, service are means, and these means lead me to the love of God. This is number one. And this is a very important point. Don't put in your heart that you will satisfy the Lord and He will give you rewards just because you pray, just because you fast, just because you give tithes or even all your money. No, it's not the price. The price of my forgiveness or the forgiveness of my sins is only the blood of Jesus Christ. And to express my love to Him or to exchange my love to Him, I do love to pray. Yani, instead of saying, I have to pray, please say, I love to pray. بدل ما تقول أنا لازم أصلي تقول أنا بحب أصلي. فكل حاجة، كل ممارسة الإنسان بيمارسها، كل ممارسة روحية الإنسان بيمارسها في حياته، إذا ما كانتش ناتجة من الحب يبقى ضاع التيست بتاعها. Every spiritual practicing you perform or you do, not out of love, but out of the must. Must is for the slave. Love is for the children. And we are children to our beloved God who gave Himself for us. This is number one. So, when we start our fasting on Monday, don't bargain. Don't say, okay, 55 days of fasting. What a long time. I work, or I study, or I need my blood and my health. Why do I suffer? Why do I prevent my body? If you bargain in this way, then you lose the philosophy of the fasting. You lose the wisdom of the fasting. But if you say, oh, I'm waiting for this fasting eagerly, because this is a good chance for me to strengthen the control of my senses, strengthen myself to conquer the bad desires of my body, of the needs of lustful life that the body is insisting and persisting on me to commit. اوكي اتفقنا ان الصلاه الصوم العباده عطاء كل دي حاجات وسائل توصلني للمسيح. لكن لو انت تيالك انك خلاص صمت ال 55 يوم اتغفرت جميع خطاياك، مفيش حاجه اسمها كده، مفيش حاجه اسمها كده. عمر ما كان الصوم عندنا ولا الصلاه عندنا له ثمن عند ربنا، لا، نحن بنشكره على اللي هو عنه معانا، فاحنا اللي بنصلي. بس هو قال له صلي كل حين، صلوا كل حين ولا تملوا. ليه؟ عشان عارف ان احنا من غير الصلاة هنضيع، احنا من غير ما يبقى في صلة مع الله هنتوف وسط زحمة العالم. فبينصحنا اننا نصلي، بينصحنا اننا نصوم، بينصحنا اننا ندي، عشان لما ندي نحس بالايه؟ بالفقير. ومن يعطي او من يرحم الفقير يعمل ايه؟ يقرض الرب. يقرض يعني بيسلفه، كأن ربنا بيعتبر ان دي عمل روحي مش عمل اجتماعي. Number two, why specifically we fast this great Lent? Because the Lord Himself, as I have mentioned before, fasted for us 40 days and 40 nights. And at the end of this fasting, He was led by the Holy Spirit up to the mount, who were with us in the Holy Land, saw the temptation, the mount of temptation, very, very high, the highest mountain in the region, in the place itself, was the temptation. And they they reach it through the telefreak because it's very high. You cannot go on foot to it. So the Holy Spirit led our Lord Jesus Christ to be tempted on the mount for my sake. And what Adam the first failed in, the second Adam conquered and had victory for my account, not for himself. He's God. But to teach us the power of the fasting, he could have conquered Satan without fasting. But he fasted 40 days and 40 nights to teach us the power of fasting. That's why in the Great Lent, we fast 40 days and 40 nights. After the 40 days and 40 nights, we come directly to the Holy Week, which ends with the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And to prepare ourselves with these 40 days and 40 nights, we have what we call the preparation week, the pre-Lent, which starts on Monday until next Monday. So 1 week before, 1 week after, 40 days in between, make together 55 days. This is the period of the Great Lent. As I said in the beginning, very good to fast, but not enough to fast. Why? Because fasting in our concept is preventing our body from taking certain kinds of food, non-dairy food, non-protein, animal protein, or all these. And this is for the body only. But when we fast spirit, soul, and body. Not only body. If the fasting is only concentrating on the body, it will be diet, not fasting. Anyone can do it. Anyone can have a diet because he is fat and his physician doctor asks him to stop this and that to lose weight. But we fast spirit, soul, and body. That's why the spiritual side of the fasting is much more important than the body fasting itself. Although we do fast my body. How to strengthen my spirit? How to strengthen my soul? This is what the church has put a program for me. And this program, like a trip, we can call it the journey of the Great Lent. And this journey leads us to climb step by step by step by step until we are ready for the Holy Week and celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Tomorrow will be what we call the pre-Lent Sunday. Pre-Lent Sunday is the preparation of the fasting. And the reading of this day are concentrating on one word. Not how long. Not how long we are going to fast, but how, just how to fast. قراءات من بكرة بكرة حد الفعل الاستعداد للصوم. هنصبح تاني يوم إن شاء الله يوم الاثنين بدين الصوم. فالقراءات كلها مش بتتكلم على how long يعني قد إيه المدة. لا بتتكلم just على كلمة كيف. مش هتصوم قد ايه ولكن هتصوم ازاي. فالكنيسة حطت لنا جزء من الموعظة على الجبل، والموعظة على الجبل اسمها دستور المسيحي. والمسيح طلع على الجبل في متى 5، بيقول لما رأى الجموع صعد إلى الجبل، وإحنا برضو شفنا جبل الموعظة ده، جبل عظيم كمان في القدس، جبال كتيرة شفناها في القدس، جبل الموعظة. طلع المسيح على الجبل ابتدى يوعظ، لما رأى الجموع صعد إلى الجبل جلس، تقدم إليه تلاميذه والجموع تحت في سفح الجبل، وابتدى يعلمهم طوبى للمساكين بالروح، طوبى للحزن الآن، طوبى طوبى. وبعدين دخل بقى معاهم في حتة مهمة جدا، كان بيعلمهم ازاي يصوموا، ازاي يصلوا، وازاي يعطي صدقة. concentrating على one topic، كل اللي انت بتعمله ده حاول تخليه موجه لشخص المسيح. عايز تصلي اقفل بابك وصلي لأبوك الذي في الخفاء، وأبوك الذي يرى في الخفاء يجازيك علني. عايز تصوم ما تقعدش تكشر وشك وتقتب كده وهتموت خالص من الصيام عشان الناس تشوف انك صايم ويمدحوك. عايز تدي عطاء او صدقة ما تجيش قدام الناس كده وتحط زي الناس الأغنياء اللي قاعدوا يحطوا، وبعدين جت الست الغلبانة اللي معاها 2 مليم فلسين حطتهم، وده كل معيشتها، حطتهم وهي مستخبية كده، ربنا شهد لها وقال ان دي ادت اكتر من كل الناس. So the first topic of the pre-Lent Sunday is how to pray. Pray not to let the people see you praying and praise you. When you fast, hide yourself from being appeared to the people that you are fasting. When you give alms, give in the hidden. And all these three, let them be directed to your Father in heaven. And your Father in heaven, who sees the hide, will reward you openly. This is the topic of the first Sunday. How to. وده مهم جدا، لان ناس كتير بتهيأ لها انها تفتح الاجنيه تقرا كلمتين وخلاص، تيجي القداس تحضر ساعه ولا ساعتين ولا ثلاثه وتمشي فرحانه جدا، خلاص حضره القداس وصلت الدنيا. لا، مش كده خالص، مش كده. أو يصوم، الحمد لله أنا أشكر ربنا صايم لغاية الساعة 12 لغاية الساعة 3، الحمد لله ربنا يعوز مني أكتر من كده. إيه يعني حتى أنا باجي الكنيسة أنا برضي ربنا على قد ما أقدر. أوعى تقول كده ترضي ربنا على قد ما تقدر، هو أنت طايل تبقى في بيت الله؟ ده بيت الله، ده السماء، إذا ما وقفنا في هيكلك المقدس نحسب كأننا واقفون في السماء. ده مجد ليك، ده نهار لما رئيس الوزارة يعزمك، ولا تروح في ساسكس تحضر مناسبة عند الجوفر جنرال تفضل تحكيها للناس ان انت رحت عند الجوفر جنرال. طب ده انت بتروح السماء، ده الكنيسة السماء، تيجي ايه كل الاماكن اللي في العالم جنب بيت الله. So we have an ownership to be in the church. We are not satisfying the Lord just because we come to the church. It's in heaven, sanctuary of the Lord. This part is not considered a part of Ottawa. It's considered a part of heavens. That's why we don't put decorations here. It's not a decoration. It's a symbol to remind me that these apostles and saints and martyrs are with us. Their spirits are with us. Their spirit are with us. That's why we have this feeling that we are standing in the sanctuary of God, not in a part of the earth, a place from Ottawa. This is number one. Number two. Number two, we call it Sunday of Treasure. What is treasures? It's also another part of the Sermon on the Mount, the constitution of Christianity. بيقول إيه؟ Why you are troubled with what you eat or what you dress or what you drink? Don't you see that I give the birds and they give the animals all what they need without asking? Don't you see that I give the lilies and the flowers and the roses colors? Even Solomon did not have the beauty colors that I give to the roses and the flowers. Why you are troubled? Why you are troubled? Don't trouble yourself with the need of the needs of the world. I will give it to you. I will give it to you. Don't worry. Just ask for the kingdom of the Lord. اطلبوا أولا ملكوت الله وبره. Seek first for the kingdom of the Lord and His righteousness, and all these needs will be given to you. This is the first week, the first Sunday, pre-Lent, and then the first Sunday is don't worry, don't be troubled. Just, يعني, it's like a direct method. I give you a very simple example. I gave it in the meeting yesterday. مثلا بابا وماما يقولوا لي بص بقى انت مالكش دعوه حاجه خالص، اكلك وشربك ولبسك وفسحتك ونومك وكل حاجه علينا، بس انت ذاكر عشان تنجح. ربنا بيقول لنا كده. He says to us, your food, your drink, your dress, your needs in the world, I take care of them. Just concentrate on your salvation. Just ask first for the kingdom of the Lord and His righteousness. The second week, quickly, is the temptation. We call it Sunday of Temptation. Sunday of Temptation means that the Lord wanted to say, I'm not just teaching theoretically. No. The strength of our Lord, the authority of our Lord's teachings were because He Himself lived that life. He Himself did everything He taught to His disciples and the people. And this is the mystery of your success in life, especially when you are serving the Lord. Always say to yourself, please the Lord, let me say what I live, and let me live what I say. But not just say without living, or living any life random as you want. No. So the second Sunday, saying that I defeated Satan on the lust of body, and the lust of eye, and the pride of life, which is not from God. أنا غلبت إبليس على الجبل في شهوة الجسد وشهوة العيون وتعظم المعيشة. وما فيش حاجة في الدنيا الشيطان يملكها غير الثلاثة دول. دور على أي خطية الشيطان بيحاربك فيها عشان تقع فيها، مش هتلاقيها برا دول. نهائي. شهوة الجسد، يعني الجسد بقى وكل اللص بتاعته، شهوة العيون انك تبص في الممتلكات والحاجات اللي عند الناس وعايز تاخدها، او تعظم المعيشة ان يبقى عندك بر ذاتي وكبرية وانت بقى احسن من الباقيين، والباقيين دول غلابة ما يعرفوش ربنا زي ما انت تعرف، ولا بيجوا الكنيسة، ده انت بتيجي ولا بيدوا خدمات ولا بيدوا عطية ولا حاجة خالص، انت احسن من الكل في عينين نفسك. ده بيسموه تعظم المعيشة الذي ليس من الايه، من الله. وريني بقى اي خطيه بره الثلاثه دول، مش هتلاقي. وده اللي الشيطان عمله وهو بيحارب المسيح 40 يوم على الجبل. There are no more than these three temptations. The lust of body, the lust of eye, and the pride of life. All the sins in the whole world are summarized in these three points. That's why the Lord defeated Satan on the mountain for my sake. عشان كده سان جيمس قال ايه؟ فيما قد تألم المسيح مجربا يقدر هو ايضا ان يعين المجربين. As the Lord Jesus Christ was tempted, suffering when he was tempted, then he can also help those who are tempted. He did not tempt them, he was tempted by Satan, and he accepted thus for my sake. Now, the third week, the fourth week, the fifth week, and the sixth week, all of these are like step by step by step by step. What we do need now from this fasting is to repent. How to repent? Come back to God. Repentance is U-turn. So on the third day, we hear the parable of the prodigal son who came to his father saying, I have sinned to heavens, and in your sight I am no longer be worthy to be called your son. Let me just as one of your hired servants. أخطأت يا أبتي في السماء ولا قدامك لست مستحقا أن أدعى لك ابنا. This is the third week. The fourth, Samaritan woman. Jesus Christ went to the Samaritan woman, met with her at the well of Jacob, and he saved her soul and he changed her life. After she lived with five men and the sixth was not her husband, but when he met with her, he changed her life completely until she left the den of the pot, water pot. She left it and hurried to the Samaria, to her city, saying, come and see, a man told me everything I did. Could be the Messiah. Come and see him. And they came and they believed in him. And they asked him to stay with them other 2 days. And he did. And many repented on his hands through the woman who was a sinner woman and adulteress. And this is the beauty of repentance. The fifth Sunday, the Lord went to a paralytic man who spent 38 years suffering of paralyzed at the pool of Beth Hasda, and he healed him. So if you are brave like the prodigal son and you go all the way, he will accept you. If you are not able to go all the way, he will go to you most of the way and meet you in where you are. If even you are disabled but have desire to be healed, but you are disabled, the Lord will go all the way to you. This is the third, the fourth, and the fifth. And the sixth is what we call the baptism Sunday. On this day, we hear the story of the man who was born blind, and the Lord created two eyes, created because he's creator. This man was born blind, was born without eyes. The place of the eyes was empty. And the Lord took clay and he put the clay on his eyes, on the place of his eyes, and asked him to go and wash himself in the lake of Siloam. And he gained two eyes. So the Lord can create a new nature, a new life through the baptism. And on that day, many Christians in Egypt baptized their children. Why? Because in the past, the catechumens used to have 2 or 3 years learning the facts of faith. When they are ready, they used to baptize them on this day. And the story of the man who was born blind is a symbol of the baptism. First creation, the clay, and then washing, the second creation, the baptism. After that comes the beginning of the Holy Week, which is the Palm Sunday, the seventh Sunday, and this is the beginning of the Holy Week. These are, in few minutes, the summary, the readings, or a summary of the readings that we have on Sundays only. I spoke about Sundays, not from Monday to Saturday, only on Sundays. And as you see, that the church is taking us on a trip, on a journey from how to pray. Don't worry about your life. Look at the Lord who defeated Satan, and through him you can defeat on every temptation through him, because he was tempted for me. And be encouraged that the Lord accepted the prodigal son, accepted the Samaritan woman, healed the paralytic man, and created eyes to the man who was born blind. ربنا يدينا كل نعمة وكل بركة. I try to summarize these readings to give you an idea how wise was the church during this great Lent to help us not to concentrate on the changing of food, but to concentrate on the changing of life. And to change my life, I need first to love Jesus Christ. Please, when you pray, pray out of love. When you fast, fast out of love. When you give alms out of love. It's a direct relationship between you and the Lord who created us, and after that, who saved us, and he ascended into heavens, awaiting for the day that he may come and take us to the kingdom of heavens that he prepared for everyone from there, even before the foundation of the whole world. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? أي سؤال؟ أترجم شوية لكن واضح. أترجم شوية عربي؟ ما أعتقدش يعني. محتاجين أترجم شوية عربي؟ واضحة سهلة يعني. مش كده؟ ربنا يدينا نعمة وبركة. نحن فعلا يعني نستفيد من الصوم. مش كفاية إنك تصوم، لكن أجمل إنك تتمتع بالصوم. تخليه فترة متعة وتخليه نهضة روحية. عشان كده بيسموه موسم التوبة. وأنا كتبت لكم في المسج اللي بعدها ها the season of repentance، موسم التوبة أو موسم التائبين. ربنا يدينا نعمة وبركة ويقبل صلواتنا، له المجد في كنيسته إلى الأبد. آمين. اللي عنده وقت يحب يصلي معنا نصلي صلاة نص الليل.